you ever hear Boogeyman?
The Boogeyman.
Pardon?
Boogeyman.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And would you say anything else?
Well, I would invite them in.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift?
Do you say that?
Christmas greeting.
Okay, that's really good. Because everybody sort of says Merry Christmas, uh-huh. but every area they say something different, uh-huh. you know, in addition. That's what I meant. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to...
Tote this heavy suitcase?
Too far.
This load.
See, it's real hard when the word that we need's in the middle of the sentence, because I got to get you the idea on both sides. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can pull its four legs and head and tail inside its shell.
It's a crab, isn't it?
A what?
A crab lives in the water.
Uh-huh. That's, this one has a shell on the top of it.
A gopher?
No.
Taffy?
Like this. A what?
A taffy.
Now, what about if it lives in the water, you'd call it?
Tapping right on.
Okay, and if it lived on the land?
It'd be a tapping right on.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
The chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake if it has a pointy front?
A boat.
And what if it had a square front?
It would be a boat right on.
What do you call the covering for a pillow? You have a pillow.
Chicken. A chicken.
And the chicken holds the pillow together.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
You have a cover, pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing... beads around her neck. You might say that certainly is a pretty
set of beads.
Okay.
I'm a pretty gal wearing them. Not my wife.
Husbands are all the same. I bet after 56 years they never change, do they?
No.
Well, yeah, we lied long old and whole hand up, guess.
Well, you do?
Yeah.
Sure, my parents still do. Every night when my father comes home, he goes in and gives my mother a big kiss and says hello. And she always comes to the front door to meet him.
Sure, that's what she ought to do. Let him know she's glad to see you.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really...
did fight.
Okay. Now, would you... I mean, really bad.
Got mad.
Uh-huh. Now, suppose these two men have a fight, and it's a really big fight, and one guy really beats up the other one. You'd say he really...
did hurt him.
Okay. How about some other way that your father might have said? Would he have ever used a word like whip or whooping?
Did whip him.
Pardon?
He got a good whipping.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word stomp?
Yeah, that's when they use the feet stomping.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
knees.
Uh-huh, but like this, sort of.
Just got down on his feet.
Did you ever hear the word down on his haunches?
Well, I have heard it, but I didn't think about that.
Uh-huh. How would you say that one? Down on his...
down on his haunches.
Okay. What are some words that mean a very, very stingy person?
He is a real tight one. He's so stingy.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks...